So we're learning from the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 86. Again, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 86. Now we thoroughly understand what we asked concerning the oath, that the soul is sworn before it comes to this world. Even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes. We asked, since the whole world agrees that he is righteous, why must he still consider himself wicked? Does he not trust the entire world? We must also add, concerning the phrase, even if the whole world says, what is the connection between this and the testimony of the entire world, since one knows oneself better than the whole world? It should have sworn him, even if you know about yourself that you are righteous. Yet, the most perplexing is that the Gemara explicitly states, Rabba said, one must know in one's soul if he is righteous or not. Thus, there is an obligation and possibility to truly be completely righteous. Moreover, one must delve and know this truth for himself. If this is so, how is the soul sworn to always be wicked in its own eyes and to never know the actual truth when our sages have obligated the opposite?
I don't see questions. Maybe you should read it again.
We'll read item 86 again. Now we thoroughly understand what we asked concerning the oath, that the soul is sworn before it comes to this world. Even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes. We asked, since the whole world agrees that he is righteous, why must he still consider himself wicked? Does he not trust the entire world? We must also add, concerning the phrase, even if the whole world says, what is the connection between this and the testimony of the entire world, since one knows oneself better than the whole world? It should have sworn him, even if you know about yourself that you are righteous. Yet, the more perplexing is that the Gemara explicitly states, Rabba said, one must know in one's soul if he is righteous or not. Thus, there is an obligation and possibility to truly be completely righteous. Moreover, one must delve and know this truth for himself. If this is so, how is the soul sworn to always be wicked in its own eyes and to never know the actual truth when our sages have obligated the opposite?
Meaning the question is clear. How should a person heed or listen to the whole world about whether or not he's wicked or righteous? How can it be? Nobody knows also. Rather, I should know. But even if the whole world says that you are righteous, you should be wicked in your own eyes. Why? And I should always be like that? Let's see what's next.
87. The words are very precise indeed. As long as one has not been awarded the opening of the eyes in the Torah in wondrous attainment, sufficient for him for clear attainment of reward and punishment, he will certainly not be able to deceive himself and consider himself righteous. This is because he will necessarily feel that he lacks the two most comprehensive mitzvot in the Torah, namely love and fear. Even attaining complete fear, in a way that he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly, due to his great fear of punishment and the great loss from transgressing, is completely unimaginable before he is awarded complete, clear, and absolute attainment in providence of reward and punishment. This refers to the attainment of the first degree of revelation of the face, which comes to a person through the opening of the eyes in the Torah. It is all the more so with love, which is completely beyond one's ability, since it depends on the understanding of the heart, and no labor or coercion will help here.
You
know what? I see that people are not really hearing it. Let's read another item and then move on.
88. Hence, the oath states, even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous. This is so because these two mitzvot, love and fear, are given only to the individual, and no one else in the world can distinguish them and know them. Thus, since they see that he is complete in 611 mitzvot, they immediately say that he probably has the two mitzvot of love and fear too. And since human nature compels one to believe the world, one might fall into a grave mistake. For this reason, the soul is sworn to this even before it comes to this world. And may it help us. Nonetheless, it is the individual himself who must certainly question and know in his heart if he is a complete righteous.
Meaning this is given only to the person. Only he can know, so he has to scrutinize it. How does he scrutinize it? If not through the world, but by himself specifically. All the other things he scrutinizes in connection with the others. But if he came to... being complete righteous, meaning he justifies the Creator in all the discernments, this he has to check and to measure by himself, because no one can help him with that. Just like in all the other states, out of his connection with the other creatures, he comes to it. But in this, no. Let's see how he's doing it. Of course, this is by being connected to the Creator. Okay, you're probably right that we have to go to study the Ten Sefirot.
So we'll move on to the study of the Ten Sefirot. We're going to read from Volume 6 of the study of the Ten Sefirot in Hebrews, page 1912.